Have you ever noticed how the stories we tell ourselves shape our lives? For Jane Jackson, former child star of the hit sitcom Pop Rocks, life has been one long performance. At 11, she became Janie Jakes, the awkward keyboardist whose embarrassments were punctuated by laugh tracks and her catchphrase, "Poor Janie." Now at 33, Jane approaches dating like a method actor preparing for a role, tracking word counts, rehearsing casual reactions, and suppressing her natural wit. She's convinced that men prefer women who laugh at their jokes rather than make their own. But when her screenplay, True Story, needs a commercial hook, Jane impulsively claims she can secure an original song from chart-topping musician Jack Quinlan, the same boy who publicly rejected her at 14, spawning tabloid headlines that haunted her through high school. This desperate lie forces Jane to confront the narrative she's constructed about herself since that mortifying night, a story of unworthiness that has directed her life for far too long. Jane approaches relationships like a choreographed dance with precise rules for everything, from text response timing to personal anecdote quotas. "I act like a woman anyone would want to date," she admits, monitoring her words with bomb-diffusing vigilance. Her dating wardrobe includes milestone-specific outfits, her unused red fourth date dress symbolizing relationships that never advance beyond performance. Ironically, this performance becomes the barrier to connection. By the fourth date, men sense the artificiality beneath her perfect facade. Jane's roommate, Clem, urges, "Use your actual voice. Be funny and raw. You're the goddamn bomb, okay?" But Jane has spent so long behind scripts that authenticity feels forgotten. This disconnect stems from being the punchline on Pop Rocks, where being herself led to humiliation. When she finally reveals her dating protocol to Dan, his concern, rather than amusement, marks a turning point. He recognizes her elaborate performance as a sophisticated defense mechanism against vulnerability and rejection. When Jane accompanies Dan to Oak Shore for his parents' 40th anniversary, she encounters a family dynamic overflowing with authentic love. The Finnegan household is chaotic yet warm, brothers who tease mercilessly but defend fiercely, parents whose love remains palpable after decades, and relatives forming a tapestry of belonging that both intimidates and fascinates Jane. What strikes her most is how the Finnegans love each other despite, and sometimes because of, their flaws. Their home brims with traditions and inside jokes, their arguments stemming from deep connection. For Jane, who has spent her life performing to be accepted, this authentic love is revolutionary. Dan's parents' marriage particularly captivates her. Cormac and Rini share a comfortable intimacy through small gestures, hands casually entwined during Seinfeld reruns, always aware of each other like they're each other's house keys. Their relationship embodies Rini's philosophy that love happens over breakfast rather than candlelit dinners because no one wears lipstick to breakfast. Jane's inability to believe in love stems from childhood trauma. Her father abandoned her at age 5, claiming he didn't want to be her dad. At 14, Jane discovered a letter where her father described parenting her as brutal. This revelation, combined with Jack Quinlan's rejection, convinced teenage Jane she was fundamentally unlovable. This wound manifests in Jane's adult relationships as certainty that no one will stay. She dates with minimal expectations, prioritizing reliability over connection. When falling for Dan, her instinct is to sabotage the relationship before inevitable rejection occurs. Jane's mother unintentionally reinforced this pattern by romanticizing her father's absence. When Jane confronts her, she explains, "I know you lied because you thought the truth would hurt me, but I found out anyway, and the lying made it worse." Healing begins when Jane recognizes her core belief that she's unlovable is a story, not truth. As Clem notes, "You hold on to shame really tight, like it's your identity." Moving forward requires courage to accept she might be worthy of love. Throughout the novel, truly seeing and being seen emerges as central to authentic connection. Dan, as a cinematographer, has a professional capacity for seeing what others miss, extending beyond the camera to recognizing Jane's essence beneath her carefully constructed persona. This quality shines when Dan tells Jane exactly what he loves about her. Specific details like how she balls her hands when angry and how he sees a whole world in her eyes. This moment of being truly seen moves Jane deeply, contradicting her belief that she's not compelling enough to hold someone's attention. The contrast with Jack Quinlan's dismissive treatment highlights this theme. Jack sees only Janie Jakes, the awkward TV character, cruelly reinforcing her deepest wound. This theme extends to Jane's professional life. True Story resonates with her because it depicts characters who see each other, flaws and all, and love each other anyway. Through Dan, Jane becomes quiet enough around him to see myself clearly, recognizing her true self. Jane's personal growth centers on transforming from carefully managed appearances to authentic self-expression. After years of maintaining protective facades, revealing her true nature causes significant anxiety. Yet she discovers genuine connections only emerge through emotional openness. This lesson crystallizes when Jane mentors Ruby, Dan's 12-year-old niece, through performance anxiety. Recognizing her own struggles reflected in Ruby's nervous demeanor, Jane demonstrates dance moves with deliberate imperfections, using gentle humor to show Ruby that it's okay to share yourself even when you don't know how it will be received. With Dan, Jane experiences a deeper level of emotional connection. She acknowledges that previous relationships remain superficial due to her focus on appearances rather than authenticity. Their relationship reaches new depths when they maintain genuine emotional presence, creating what Jane describes as a boundaryless connection. Jane's most profound demonstration of authenticity comes when she scales the Don't Give Up billboard to reconcile with Dan. This public declaration represents her willingness to risk vulnerability and judgment for love, standing authentically with no protective barrier. In the 18 months after reconciling with Dan, Jane's life begins mirroring her script. True Story becomes a metaphor for her journey toward authentic love. Their relationship isn't perfect. They argue all the way to set, but hold hands all the way back. But it's grounded in mutual acceptance rather than performance. Their morning routine develops a comforting rhythm, with coffee on the porch and Jane's Pop-Tarts that Dan teases her about. These moments embody Reenie's wisdom that love happens over breakfast in all its unadorned authenticity. Professionally, Jane's voice is finally recognized as her song Can't Find My You climbs the charts with her as the acknowledged artist rather than hidden behind Haley Soul. The novel concludes with Jane driving home with Dan, singing in my out-of-practice, newly-retrieved grown-up voice. No longer hiding behind scripts, but expressing herself authentically, creating something out of nothing and also something out of everything. In embracing her full story, Jane becomes the protagonist of her own true love story.